6-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com. Visit mytire-rebate.com for full details. Void where prohibited.
Life is about connections in our homes, our jobs, our communities. Connections that make the upstate an incredible place to live. Connections that depend on reliable high-speed internet. So shouldn't your broadband support your connections? Now it can. Introducing Upcountry Fiber, powered by Blue Ridge Electric and WCTEL. A stronger connection for today's digital world. Learn more at upcountryfiber.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
32 years in the making and only getting better. 6 Mile is Aquina Festival is happening Saturday, May 21st on Main Street in downtown 6 Mile. Enjoy live music featuring Under the Sun Band, LC Branch, Dave Sherup, and Luke Deuce. Food and craft vendors, a timed 5K and fun run, kids games, train rides, dance groups, and a special appearance by Cherokee Indians celebrating Princess Isaquina. All the festivities are free. Runs 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Visit 6 Mile Isaquina Festival. Facebook for details.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
I got the Kentucky basketball team with Booker, Towns, Willie Cauley-Stein, etc. Harrison Twins was the greatest team of all time. That's the wrong answer. Not even close. But that's what you get. That's what you get. They said Mississippi State. I see them at least 7-5. Yeah. I think that's what they're going to be. And I think in league they might be like 5-3. This is the year not to see. I've warned you. People have asked me when Leach got there and you know the early game against LSU and everything else. And I said, no, it's going to take at least 3 years. I said, I've seen this. I've seen it happen two other places, Texas Tech and Washington State. It took time for him to implement his system. It just does. This is not going to happen overnight. This is the year. This is it. This is when things actually do start to turn. This is it. Now he has the experienced quarterback that he's brought through his system that threw for 4,700 yards last year. You think he's going 1-7 in league? That's just darn disrespectful right there. You're supposed to play Aretha whenever that word is used on the show, run included by the host. Robert in Georgia and Bengal John. Robert, how are you?
Walt, I'm good. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. That's just darn disrespectful.
It is. I mean,
it is. You're absolutely right.
It's not like any of those teams are great. None of those teams in that division are great other than Alabama. They're all beatable, and he proved it last year. I mean, again, the guy went to A&M and beat Jimbo and A&M last year.
Yeah, so, an awesome game.
Right.
So, I watched that.
Right.
Awesome
game. So now they're going to win. They're going to bring back the same quarterback, and they're going to win one game in league? That's just stupid. You know what that is? That's just Homer SEC nonsense, thinking that you're above all this. You're not above it. Mike Leach could be kicking some butt this year.
I agree 100%.
In that division.
I was one of the impatient ones who wanted Mississippi State to just start beating everybody. and probably said so a few times. But
by the way, this texter writes, I don't believe Mike Leach. People saying he was going to terrorize the SEC since he got there. I haven't seen it. You wouldn't have. You didn't listen to this show then, because I didn't tell you that. I told you this was the year that he starts to terrorize the SEC. And, he will, because it's what he's done everywhere else. Look, this dude brought Texas Tech to within a whisker of the national title. They were number 2 in the nation. That's what he did. He took the Washington State program, which was just flat garbage before he got there. And it took him, again, until year 3, year 4 to turn it around. That's what he did. Oh, no, it's coming.
Yeah.
You just don't see it.
Yeah.
It's coming. Stick around.
And I agree 100% with what you said about the coach at Auburn. This is his last year. Well, you didn't actually come out and say that. You asked the question. I'm telling you. This is his last year.
I never liked him. I hope he survives it somehow, because I actually think he's a pretty good stand-up kind of guy, and he may be better than Auburn deserves at this point.
Yeah, you said that, but I just never thought he fit. But as far as South Carolina, and I hate to break all these Carolina fans' hearts, but if South Carolina goes 8-4, I will buy Angry Lawyer a 12-year-old bottle of Brooklotti Octomore. There ain't no way they're going 8-4. I was just looking at their schedule. It ain't going to happen. 5-7, that's the best they're going to do. And that's if they beat Georgia State. And you know Sean Elliott is going to have Georgia State ready to go coming back into Columbia.
Well, look,
if they don't beat Georgia State, they're 4-8.
Look, I haven't looked at it. Maybe we did look at that schedule, but I think they're going to be improved. Now, how much that shows up in the record, I don't know. I think offensively, they're going to have more weapons than they've had at any time in my memory. I mean, I think they've really loaded up at receiver. I think they have legit weapons at tailback and some versatility there. You have a tight end now catch the ball. The offensive line is still a question mark, but I think Rattler certainly gives them a better passer. I mean,
that's the problem right there, Walt. Spencer Rattler.
Well, maybe. Maybe.
Dude, I have never been impressed with Spencer Rattler. To me, Spencer Rattler is a good quarterback who's been told his whole life he was a great quarterback. And he's bought into the hype. And unless, Shane Beamer can be a quarterback whisperer, I think Luke Doty will be starting for them probably by midseason.
Angry Lawyer just texted and said he approves that offer.
I bet he does.
Yeah. I get your point, and I have a lot of respect for Luke Doty. I think as a football player, he needs to be playing somewhere, whether it's quarterback or somewhere else. And that may be the case, as I've said before. If Rattler doesn't get the job done, that remains to be seen. I do think this. Fill out the rest of this sentence for me. Whether you like Rattler, whether you like his personality, whether you fully appreciate him and his talents or not, Spencer Rattler is the best passer at South Carolina since whom?
Yeah, I mean,
is the answer
Shaw?
I don't know.
Connor Shaw.
Look, I think Connor Shaw was a better overall football player until we see more from Spencer Rattler. But just as a passer, you might be able to make the case this is the best passer in South Carolina history.
And I wouldn't argue with that, Walt. I wouldn't. It's all the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. There's a lot to be proven. That's why, look, I didn't know what to do with him on my quarterback list. I sort of fell in the middle ground with him. I think I put him 12th, which was an acknowledgement that he could tilt either way.
Yeah, I just have never believed in him ever since he came out of high school and that mysterious suspension.
I get it.
You know, I mean, all of that. But, Walt, man, I appreciate you getting in, bud.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good job. Bengal John. John, how are you?
Thank you. John?
Bengal John. Put him on hold. Ramona, pull up the South Carolina schedule. We'll get back. We'll try John again in a second. I'm being asked by multiple people to give him a quick South Carolina breakdown. So let's do that. Let me know when you have that.
Okay.
And Tess said PJ Hall will lead Clemson to the NIT tourney this year. Okay. We'll see. Stick around. Player of the year in the ACC, you know, like 22-11 or something like that. How about that? Best player. Maybe the best player in Clemson history. Before you start, how about that? Okay, what do you have there?
All right, their first game is Georgia State at home.
Okay, 1-0.
Then they're at Arkansas.
I'm sorry, did you say at Arkansas?
Yes.
1-1.
Okay, then they have Georgia at home.
1-2.
Charlotte at home.
2-2.
SC State at home.
Who is that?
SC State.
3-2.
Then they're at Kentucky.
3.5.
Then they have,
I should probably make that 3-3 because it's at Kentucky. Let's say 3-3 for a minute right now, because Kentucky's a sort of a proven commodity now in my mind, and playing at home makes them more so. And they do have Will Levis at quarterback. 3-3.
Okay, then they have Texas A&M at home.
Well, the schedule is a little rough. Because I don't respect A&M as much as the rest of the world, I'm going to say 3.5.
Missouri home.
4.5.
At Vanderbilt.
5.5.
Florida.
6.
Tennessee at home.
6.5. I'm not granting Tennessee that.
And at Clemson.
Yeah. It came out 6.5 and 5.5. The schedule's rough. That schedule is pretty tough. So Texas, you know what? Texas 706, who asked me to do that, was the last texter who asked me to do that, said, I'm thinking 6-6, maybe 7-5. And I just did it out, and it came out 6.5 and 5.5. So right in the middle, basically right where he said. So you actually didn't need me. You're 100% right. I mean, the schedule is, that schedule is not easy. I would say your best case scenario is like 8. And your worst case scenario is like 5. You're in that range. Bengal John. John.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for getting in, John.
I'm sorry. You said I was after somebody else, after Robert, so I did have the radio up. I apologize.
No worries.
Hey, so I'm going to ask you a question, Walt. I really think this is something that you can answer for me. And I'll make it quick, and I'll take it off the air.
Yep.
Do you think we'll ever see the Florida States, the Miamis, Nebraska, Penn State, USC, those type of teams get back to real relevancy. My dad graduated from Florida State many, many years ago, so I have kind of a kindred heart for Florida State. And do you see those teams being major players? And out of those, maybe there's more, but out of those, who could probably be more relevant the quickest? And I'll take it off the air. Thank you, Walt.
Yeah, it's a great question. That's a really thought-provoking question. I think Penn State, from a talent standpoint, has been flirting with it. I've said for I don't know how many years now, from a talent standpoint, they've been the second-best team in the Big Ten. I think USC with Lincoln Riley will be restored pretty quickly. So I think that, and that's despite the fact, I'm not really enamored with Lincoln Riley and this whole friggin' act. I mean, I that has grown really sour to me. But I can still acknowledge that I think he will turn that thing around and make USC very relevant again in short order. So I think they're the other answer. Florida State, Florida State right now, there needs to be more of a sign of life from them than there is right now. I think Miami is on the verge of something. I think that the new coaching staff is going to play hardball, clearly. They have NIL, huge NIL money behind them. They have a super talented young quarterback in Tyler Van Dyke. So I think things are shaping up there. I can tell you this. So if I'm answering, you know, which of those programs will turn around most quickly, I think I would have to say USC and Miami. I'm not quite sure Penn State is in as negative position. I think Penn State's been more consistent quality program than some of those others have. The one that maybe worries me most of all is Nebraska. I mean, until Nebraska finds a way to take advantage of NIL money or something, they might worry me most of all. And the reason there is that they sold their soul. They sold their soul looking for a better deal. And they didn't find a better deal. I knew they wouldn't. I knew that move to the Big 12 while it might benefit them economically, was going to hurt their program badly. Now, granted, the Big Ten is supposed to pay off $71 million this year to each of their member institutions. That'll heal a lot of ills. But Nebraska's football program is so far removed from, you don't have to think back that far to when they were kicking SEC booty and just dominating SEC teams, crushing their souls with a style of football that no one could equal. And they gave all that away. They traded all that away because they wanted to be something else. They should have stuck to who they were. They had a unique style that made them special, that made them hard to handle, and no one could handle it. I got news for you. If they're running that offense today, they'd kill all these teams. Are you kidding me? The game has grown softer. It's become a space game. It's no longer a physical game. It's no longer a running game. If Nebraska was running what they were running under Tom Osborne with that type of efficiency, they would be killing all these teams because no one would have the defensive structure to deal with what they offer offensively. Instead, Nebraska sold their soul, moved away from it, and then tried to play the type of game that everyone else all over the country was already playing. Oh, yeah, in the Midwest, where upper Midwest, where the winds blow 40 miles an hour. It was a bad plan. Let me tell you about my friends at Engineered Sleep. How about this, Ramona? Memorial Day sale going on now until May 31st. 10% off orders below $2,500, saving up to $250. 15% off orders above $2,500, save a minimum of $375. Every mattress order gets two free ES cozy down pillows and a free ES mattress protector, which has a value of $180. So every mattress order gets two free ES cozy down pillows and a free ES mattress protector. That's a free value of over $180. Local orders include free white glove delivery, which includes setting up your new mattress and taking away your old mattress set. Free shipping nationwide. Shop online or in-store. Go to engineeredsleep.com to take our 60-second sleep quiz to make finding the right mattress easy. If you are mattress shopping, you have to visit Engineered Sleep. It's the place to go to get your mattress locally. Cut out the middleman. Look no further. Every mattress made in-house. Their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your home, set up for free. Buy local, buy direct from the manufacturer. And again, as always, your very health, the quality of your life, mental, physical, emotional well-being depends on getting a good night's sleep. Get it. 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Online, injuredsleep.com. Whether you go, whether you call, as always, tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Quick break.
There's a lot to celebrate this month. Graduations, the end of the school year approaching, and warmer months ahead. Celebrate in a clean home by calling the cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Their patented technology, ZR Water, is scientifically proven to clean better than detergents. Schedule today and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for $129. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler at WCCP, and you'll get a hallway cleaned for free. Book with ease at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, it's the right way to clean. If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canty Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here to tell you about Buff City Soap. You'll find delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily. They're on a mission to create handmade products that are free of harsh ingredients and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. They have beard oil, pet soap, bath bombs, laundry soap, body butter, and more. The Munson household is sold. Nourish your skin at Buff City Soap with 2 locations to serve you in the upstate, Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Spring is here and grass is growing. Be ready with a Wright mower from Landscaper Supply, the number one Wright mowers dealer in the Carolinas. See our section of Wright commercial and residential mowers at one of our Landscaper Supply stores. So shop our Wright mower selection this spring or get service on your current Wright mower. Landscaper Supply provides all your landscaping tools and equipment. Easley, Greenville, Greer, Anderson, and Simpsonville. Online at landscapers-supply.com.
During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet Biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app.
My name is Anna. I live in Seneca, and I'm a real person. The Max Life Change 6-month program saved my life. Because I have Parkinson's, it was starting to take over my life, and I was in bed a lot. I wasn't getting anything done. I knew I had to do something to get my life back on track. It turns out that the Max Life Change 6-month program is what I needed. It has given me a new outlook on life. Not very difficult at all. This was my first life change program. And it's different than a gym, much different than a gym. And I am so happy to be back doing things that I enjoy. I'm off medication of my hyperthyroidism. What I like about this life-changing program is everybody in there is rooting for you. It's like family. I would tell anyone that wants to lose weight, cut back their meds, and get their life back to call Max Life Change.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
Estes Heating and Air, the elite Heil dealer of the upstate, is here to give you peace of mind with an exclusive offer. If hot air is blowing from your unit and your AC is on, it's time for a routine checkup. A priority customer membership with Estes Heating and Air includes two full routine services to make sure your unit is running efficiently all year long. New members enjoy $25 off the one-time membership fee. Estes Heating and Air, the elite Heil dealer of the upstate. 864-718-7200.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Roger and Taylor says Spencer is the best quarterback in the state of South Carolina. No, he's not. He's not even close. Grayson McCall at Coastal Carolina is by a mile. And that's not a shot at Spencer Rattler. That's just a fact. I mean, you're talking about a kid who set the all-time NCAA passer efficiency mark last year. You know, the mark that's never going to be broken every year, and that every year for, I can't even keep track anymore. Are we now 6 or 7 straight years that mark has been broken, and it'll be broken again this year. That's the way the game is being played. You know, every year I say that, Ramona. Every year I say that record is going to be broken, and it doesn't matter what it was. When Burrow set the mark, people said, oh, you know, that's it. That'll never be broken. And I said, no, it'll be broken next year. And then along came the country singer Mac Jones and broke it the next year. And then Grayson McCall, and the same thing happened this past year. I said, oh, no, it'll be broken again. It'll be broken again. It'll be broken this year. And this past season, Grayson McCall broke it. Shattered it. No, he's the best quarterback in the state of South Carolina. Now, is Spencer Rattler second? Yeah, I would have him second now. I mean, again, I have Spencer Rattler 12th on my list. I have DJ Uiagalelei 24th on my top 30 as the season approaches. And really, that's based still on my belief that he will get things turned around. And from there, it'll be interesting to see whether he can suddenly start playing to his full potential and rise way up that list. But I can't grant it off of what I saw last year or what I saw in the spring this far. I need more. I need more than that. I need more certainty than that on it. And I want to see what it looks like. Ramona, I've been asked to go through Georgia's schedule, wins and losses. Let's do that. Pull the Georgia schedule back up. I want to get to my quarterback list.
Didn't we do Georgia?
We just looked at who they were playing, but I'm being asked to give wins and losses.
Oh,
which I
okay.
Didn't do. So just pull that schedule back up and let me know when you have it. I think Georgia, I think even Kirby Smart has admitted that they're going to take a step back defensively. There's no way around that. You don't go from, you know, throwing all those guys into the National Football League and be as good or better defensively. You're not going to be. Now, you're still going to have some great players, but you've lost so much of that defense that your defense is just, it's not going to be dominant like it was last year. It's not going to set your offense up constantly with short fields and those kind of things. And the offense is going to have to be better as a result. The offense is going to have to pick up some of that slack. The good news for Georgia is I think it might. I think the offense is actually going to be better this year. Now, you might not have that same, you know, Georgia, over the course of last year, Georgia developed almost this sort of scary feel to them. It got shattered in that first Alabama game, but ultimately it wound up in the same place. You know, again, the Alabama people and people who were pulling for Alabama that night will tell you had Jameson Williams and Mechie been available, that the outcome would have been different. But we don't know that. We don't
We don't know that. I mean, I think it's reasonable to think that a team that put all those guys in the National Football League was actually the best team. Okay. I think it's reasonable to believe that that was actually the best team. And then more times than not that they were going to emerge as the champion last year. This will be a different looking and feeling Georgia team, but I still think it's going to be a very good Georgia team. It's going to start with the tight ends and Stetson Bennett. I think that's where it's going to start. The group of tight ends Georgia has assembled offensively are the greatest group of tight ends on one college football team ever. Ever. I mean, you got four guys. You have four guys who are all going to be really good. One who's the best in the country, but four who are all really good. And how you use them and multiple tight end sets, 12, 13 personnel, whatever you do with them. I think that Monken will do a tremendous job in utilizing all of those tight ends in his personnel groupings. Okay, what do you have?
Their first game is Oregon in Atlanta.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I will say about this, Oregon's a funny team. They often play well in these out-of-area, out-of-region games. Like, they really get jacked up and play well like they did at Ohio State last year. And then frequently they sort of, you know, semi-fall apart after that. But I'm going to say Georgia wins that game.
Okay, and then they have the Samford.
Yeah, 2-0.
At home. And then they're at South Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to say Georgia wins, but beware of this. Beware of this. A South Carolina team that's jacked up with all these new pieces, a lot of emotion. But I'm saying 3-0.
Okay, then they have Kent State at home.
4-0.
And then they're at Missouri.
5-0.
Then they have Auburn at home.
6-0.
Vanderbilt at home.
7-0. This schedule sort of cozy like it was last year. Part of that's because a lot of that division is still suspect.
Then they have Florida and Jacksonville.
What number was I on? 7?
Oh, gosh.
Was that 7? Did I say 7?
I think
so. We'll figure it out just by if there are any losses at the end. We don't need to go back. Florida is also a win.
Okay, and then they have Tennessee at home.
Win.
At Mississippi State.
I think they need to be really leery of that game. The defense is not as good. Leach is going to have that bunch jacked up. That crowd, the cowbells. I think they need to be leery of that game, but I can't. I'm going to say it's. Let's, for the sake of argument, say it's a half. We'll say it's a half. Go.
Okay. Then they're at Kentucky.
Win.
And then they have Georgia Tech home. Win.
Okay. They're either 11-0 or 12-0. Take your choice. I mean, 11-1 or 12-1. Take your choice. They're not going anywhere. They're to be in the championship game again, against Alabama again, and we'll see what this episode looks like. But it's hard to imagine any other alternative to that one. I mean, I think that's how it plays out. They're just still the two best teams. And Georgia is, honestly, listening to that schedule, I'd say the worst they can go is 11-1. Maybe the absolute worst, if everything fell apart, is 10-2. But they can't be any worse than 10-2. And 10-2 is going to give them the division. So they're going to play for the SEC championship game. And again, I think they'll play at either 11-1 or 12-0. So Georgia's not going anywhere. Georgia's going to be a problem. Honestly, Georgia is going to be a problem every year from now on. I knew this was coming, Ramona. You knew I knew this was coming. I said it for a million years. Said Kirby's smart. And people said, no, he's Mark Richt. I said, no, he's not. I said, no, he's not. I said, he will win multiple national championships at Georgia. I said that from day one. Multiple national championships. Not when they hired him and I thought he was low-hanging fruit. But I had an epiphany listening to him before season one ever began. And I went to that first college football show and I said, I've had a change of heart about Kirby Smart before he'd ever coached a game there. I said, I think he will win multiple national championships at Georgia. And that has been my position ever since. And finally, you know, they knocked that glass ceiling down. And I think there will be others. I think you'd be naive to think there won't be others. Georgia,
is going to be a big-time problem, just like Ohio State is going to be a big-time problem. You know, they have not won a national championship under this coaching staff yet, but it's coming. And when Ryan Day wins his title, as long as he doesn't have NFL aspirations, they're going to be a big-time problem every year, too. I mean, I think the next 10 years, you know, if you want to know where Clemson's chief competition is going to come from the next 10 years, I think it's, as I've said all along, I think it's Ohio State and Georgia. I think if you want to look at the period of the next 10 years and where the problems lie, I think that's where they lie. I think those two schools are recruiting at an insane level. I think in Ohio State's case, I think Ryan Day is quite arguably the brightest offensive mind in the game. I just think that those schools are both going to be problems moving forward. And from a Georgia standpoint, even though I think Georgia will look a lot different this year than they did last year, they won't have that sort of aura about them where last year they were beyond. Look, they play an intimidating style of football anyway, and they're always going to put athletes on the field. They're going to play that way, but they were especially intimidating last year. They were beyond intimidating last year. They've lost some of that ingredient just based on all the insane personnel losses. But they probably still have the best player on their defense returning in Carter, and that's a good jumping off point. But I think where they make it up is I think they make it up on offense. As I said, where I think the offense is going to be pretty good. They have talented backs that can both run and catch it. They have four insanely good tight ends who bring, you know, a little different thing to the table. And they are letting Monken run the offense, which was the thing that you had to wait for to happen. Well, it finally happened. And it worked. And it worked. And you now have a, honestly, you have a returning starting quarterback in Stetson Bennett, who, despite the fact Georgia fans didn't believe in him, we did. And I think he's got to be even more confident than ever in his ability and in the ability to lead his football team. So they're not going anywhere. There's a really good chance they're in the college football playoff. You know, I think Ohio State and Alabama are going to be there. I think the other spots are a little bit open, but I think Georgia is one of the chief contenders for one of those spots, along with, you know, Utah, Clemson, you know, maybe one or two others. We'll take a quick break. Evan in Spartanburg, I'm coming right to you. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
At AutoZone, we know that no two jobs are created equal. That's why we got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With our free same-day store pickup, you can grab what you need today and finish the job right. And with our free next-day delivery, you can get it delivered to your front door tomorrow and do the job in no time. Wipers starting to streak? It's probably time to replace your blades. We've got the quality products you need to see the road crystal clear. Free next-day delivery on eligible orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
It's
It's not too early to start thinking about new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Your patio deserves classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hanamint, Tropitone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Brizesta. Shop now for classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio in Greenville. Start shopping at craftstovestore.com. Then visit them on Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made buttermilk biscuit? 49 savory steps. During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app. It's Bo time.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, we hear you and Gary discussing Medicare all the time. Does Gary handle any other insurance products like life or long-term care?
Super question, listener. While my specialty is Medicare insurance, our agency also provides help in the life and long-term care areas. We additionally handle these products for you even if you do not have Medicare. That is the beauty of a diverse agency. If I am not your best choice in a particular area, I can pass you on to one of my agents who is better at that.
There you go, listener. Gary or one of his agents can help you in any area of life and health insurance. Just call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and Gary will hook you up, and you'll thank me later.
Hey, Tiger fans, Doug Kingsmore Stadium is your destination for Clemson baseball this spring, and the next home game is coming up soon. For details on the schedule, tickets, promotions, gear, and much, much more, be sure and visit ClemsonTigers.com. Secure your tickets today and get ready for your Clemson baseball experience. From the first pitch to the singing of the alma mater, it's Clemson Tiger Baseball, and we'll see you there.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson with a question for you. If you haven't tried our delicious made-from-scratch pound cakes, what are you waiting for? We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area. If you have come by, we thank you for your support. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com, and be looking for our next location in Greenville this spring. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Edwards Ford in Wahala wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Wahala and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
If you want the full Roar experience, go check out the RoarFM.com for all the latest updates and podcasts. We're 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Evan wants to talk about Georgia and Oregon. You know, I guess one obvious element of the excuse me, the Georgia-Oregon game is that Dan Lanning, the Kirby's right-hand man, is now the guy at Oregon. So no one knows what Georgia does better than Dan Lanning. And you also have Bo Nix, who's going to be your quarterback out there at Oregon, and we'll see how that all flies. But that, I guess those are the other elements that would make that game interesting to me in just thinking about it as we head toward that. Evan, how are you?
Well, you're stealing my thunder. That's exactly what I would have been pointing out. But let me say this. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Well, thank
and
you.
Your station, my goodness, it's so refreshing. It's the same number, ironically, that 0.1 version of Sports Talk Radio in Greenville. Thank goodness you have a strong signal over here. Clemson Sports, and
but you keep it so neutral. You tell about all of the entire stations, I mean state, I should say, and the remarks about coastal Carolina. I mean, I'm telling you, you have a new top 10 favorite listener.
That's great, Evan. Thank you very much. And, we appreciate that very much.
But just a few more thoughts. Yeah. Talk up the ACC sometimes, and just tell them. And I was grew up north, so I'm qualified to say this. Go home, Yankee schools. Redirect the conference. Let Boston College and all those schools in Miami just go somewhere. It needs to go back to the traditional ACC, the original nine. And I know that's not said near enough, but anyways, just a few thoughts. Thanks for talking football in spring, because we know the letters U, S, F, and L do not count anywhere. here's a thought. You know what they are? They're eight scout teams. And I can say from seeing the Carolina Panthers camp, they look like eight scout teams. And Collingsworth, well, he's just as bad as his dad. So enough of that.
Well,
the
ACC actually has better quarterback play than the USFL.
That covers it.
Yeah.
There's not a single, real quick, there's not a single name. I've tried twice to watch it. There's not a single name recognizable. And then Jace, obviously, just like his misinformed dad, he goes, well, that looks like an Odell Beckham Jr. catch. And it's like, wow. Please go somewhere. The announcement's just terrible. So I hope people are watching golf or doing anything but waste any time with the USFL. Too bad. They had an opportunity.
Yep. Thank you.
Anyways, great. Thanks for the show. Nice call, too. The road rage. I like that tag. So,
thank you, Evan.
Keep destroying 97.1 because they need to just leave. So,
thank you.
You guys are great.
Thank you, Evan. Appreciate the call. I thought they had. I really didn't know. You know, hey, on the Georgia Oregon front, that's the one area of interest of the game. The one pretty significant interest, maybe two areas. The as I said, the Dan Lanning element, very interesting because nobody knows Georgia better than Lanning and knows their personnel. Now, a lot of the personnel he knew are gone. So, you know, that provides a little bit of a break, but you know, schematically, everything he helped put it in place. And then, and Bo Nix is certainly familiar with Georgia, with all things Georgia. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. I mean, it makes it a little bit more interesting, makes that game a little bit more interesting. And as I said, Oregon tends to show up for these kind of games. They frequently don't show up for their own games in their conference, but they tend to show up for these as they did with Ohio State last year. And remember, defensively, you know, they have a name that everybody around these parts is very familiar with, and that's Justin Flo. And Flo is the freak that everybody here thought he was when the hope was that he was coming to Clemson. He is all that in a bag of chips. He is an incredibly scary player. When he is healthy and on the field, man, he is everywhere. So that does make that contest a little bit more intriguing, a little more interesting, the Lanning and the Bo Nix element, you know, that the sort of SEC flavor that Oregon has to them now. And again, a Georgia team that in a way is, I don't want to say they're starting again, but to a degree they're starting again. I mean, it's going to look a lot different. You're going to have, let's see, you're going to have what? One, two, just defensively, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. You have like eight, nine new starters defensively. Ringo is back. Ringo is like a 6'2" super freak cornerback. He has a lot of talent. And it would appear they'll get Tyreek Smith back. Or Tyke Smith back, the West Virginia transfer to get to play last year. They should get him. Dan Jackson played some this year for Georgia in that secondary at safety. He also got abused at times. Alabama really took advantage of Dan Jackson in the first Alabama-Georgia game.
But the defensive front is still going to be stout. It's going to be led by Jalen Carter. Carter is a freak of nature. But I think it's offensively that Georgia becomes a more interesting team. First of all, both McIntosh and Milton, there are a lot of Georgia fans who've been arguing that McIntosh and Milton were the two best running backs they had a year ago, and that neither one of those guys got enough work. Well, they're certainly going to get work now. But the tight ends at Georgia are just unbelievably gifted. And in the spring, you know that question we asked last year about where is Eric Gilbert? Well, we found out where Eric Gilbert was in the spring. He was back, and he looked like the part of the batty that he was before he left, before all the issues started, way back when he was with LSU. And you could, and the talent was obvious. When Gilbert came out of high school, you're talking about the number one tight end in the country, 6'6", 250, number one tight end in the country. And at LSU, he looked the part. Now, it came in, you know, sort of spurts, but he looked the part. And then, obviously, it would appear from what we've been told that he had off-field concerns, mental health issues of some sort or another. And that can take the form of many different things. I don't know what it specifically meant in Eric Gilbert's case, and it's not really my business. It's not something I need to know. All I know is that he was back in the spring, and he was looking like a mature version of the guy they brought in originally. And then the other tight end they brought in, the kid is just unbelievable. He's Brock Bowers too. And then you have Washington, who's, you know, 6'8 and 270, who's a devastating inline blocker and a tremendous red zone target. Now, in terms of the wide receiver picture, that remains to be seen. Ladd McConnell is a guy who came out of nowhere. I think he was originally a walk-on, and he stepped up last year for them. Kerris Jackson has shown flashes in the past. You go back several years, and Kerris Jackson looked good. Blaylock has not been able to stay healthy, but Arian Smith has world-class speed. Arian Smith is like a 10-2 guy. Arian Smith has world-class speed, the redshirt sophomore, and I think he's going to be able to operate pretty well off of all the tight end talent that Georgia has. I mean, Monken is going to listen, he did this to Michigan. He confused the hell out of Michigan. And he did it by utilizing all those tight ends and the running backs on swing passes. He was able to use pressure release plays involving personnel groupings to quell the Michigan pass rush to large effect. People watch that game and came away with a completely wrong view. They think that somehow, you know, Georgia blew away Hutchinson. That's not what happened. Monken controlled Hutchinson. Monken and his ability to slow the pass rush with pressure release plays is what slowed Hutchinson. There were numerous times that Hutchinson was in the midst of a pass rush move, and on his way to the quarterback, when he had to change directions, redirect, and get out to the sideline because Georgia's answer was, okay, we know where you're coming from. We're going to throw it right behind you. And for the most part, Hutchinson did a remarkable job of recovering. That's why he was able to post the insane 6.73 three-cone time he did, because he can redirect and change directions like that. And he was forced to do that a lot in that game. That was as well-coached a football game as I've seen out of Georgia, I don't know, in forever. And a big part of it was that control. And, you know, and the offensive line should be good as always. Obviously, they lost some pieces, but, you know, I would think that Erickson should be pretty good at right guard. Cedric Van Praan, the sophomore center, is going to be an elite player. Maybe he already is. Maybe he already is an elite player. There's a lot to like about what George is going to look like offensively. And so they're not quite as good as they were defensively. But offensively, I think they're going to be better. I just think it's how you play it out. So
if you're expecting Georgia to go away like LSU went away after winning their national title, I don't think that's going to happen in this case. Okay. Before we get going here, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Haul. Haul's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Haul. They're the best in the industry. All of their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. No one in the industry can offer you that. Nobody. You have dedicated experts at First Class Haul, dedicated solely to your vehicles. You have a competitive advantage. You have specialists. The rest of us have to go to general practitioners. You have specialists for your vehicles if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. And as such, they're so confident about the work they do, they make you guarantees that no one else does. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on their work. That's a real warranty, not one of these fake warranties that when you go to cash it in means nothing. No, this is it. This is they pay for it. Period. They pay to have you towed. They pay for what went wrong. They pay to have it fixed. I'm sorry, who does that? That's the level of confidence they have in their work. And they employ master techs, not, you know, Joe from next year with a tool, from next door with a toolbox. No, master techs. And right now, they're May specials, all locations. Cool down for summer at First Class Haul. AC Performance Diagnostic includes up to 1.5 pounds of Freon. AC Fan Operation Diagnostic if needed, plus an AC Performance Test. Regularly $249.95, now just $189.95. You do not want your air going and falling apart on you in the summertime. Get it fixed. By the way, I don't know when the first day of summer is. I have no idea, but it's today. It's like 80-something. Anderson Cherrydale location. Michelin $70 rebate with qualifying tire purchase. Ask about it. Book it now. Get your Michelin $70 rebate. Anderson and Cherrydale. All locations 10% off any major mileage service. That's 30K, 60K, 90K. So if it's time to get that done, get it done. All locations. How about this? In honor of Memorial Day, First Class Haul will offer 10% off labor. For those who have served and are serving in our military, thank you for our service. We love that offer. We love that about First Class Haul. We love honoring our military. Greenville, Anderson, and Cherrydale locations to serve you. The Cherrydale location is brand new. That's at 3050 North Pleasantbrook Drive in Greenville, 864-214-4755, 864-214-4755. Okay, I'll get to Rory on the other side. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the college football quarterback list. I want to talk about some college football coaches as well, who might be on the hot seat. And I want to talk about relative strengths and weaknesses of the ACC, where the strengths lie, where the coaches actually should be secure, and how secure they are. We'll talk about all those things and more in the last hour. In other words, it's going to be almost exclusively college football. So you want in on any of that, you're welcome to. I gave you my Road Rage top 30 quarterbacks for the upcoming season. We have gone through 27 of those guys. Guy number 27 was Devin Leary, NC State quarterback. When we come back, I'll tell you who 3, 2, and 1 are on my national quarterback picture and get to Rory and Angry Lawyer. We'll be right back. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring. To check that off of your list, don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling